Well, we're now joined by Women's team manager James Mulverhill, and well, they do say 1-0 wins leagues and all that. That was a very close game, but well earned 3 points there. What does it mean?
I think so. Do you know what? It's we had a game today where we weren't as tidy as we wanted to be, but when you look at the game as a whole and you look at the real opportunities that were created, it was us. Like, yeah, even though I think they had one, maybe two chances to score, like, we had probably like 10, 12, where it was like, especially the first half, it was like, why are we not 3-4-0 up? But to see the game out like we did there in the end and basically just kill the game, put the game to the bed. Like, we've not been able to do that this season. We've never been able to put games to bed. And I think we've brought on players here. We've brought, like, Eve Kennelly in. We've brought Darby Williams in. And we've brought some strong midfielders in just to see the game out. And the experience kind of shown through there. And we're so close now. We're in touching distance.
I mean, you've come into this game with a game plan. And Niamh Birtwistle last week, you know, player of the match, but goes down with an injury early doors, and then the game plan's kind of gone out the window a bit, but adapted really well at Ogden coming in.
100%, and I think the same as well is what you don't notice is Flanagan telling me at half time, like, I don't think I'm going to be able to play on. I don't think I'm going to be able to do much longer. So I'm like, give us another 15, give us another 20. I'm like forcing. We're getting to that point in the season where we're forcing minutes out of people, and absolutely buzzing with the performance. And these are the types of games that win you the league. And we've shown today exactly where we're at. And like I say, I don't know what the other results are. I know Salford were drawing at half time. I have to check. But all we're doing is focusing one game at a time. And we've succeeded today in a massive game.
Yeah, Chelsea Flanagan with the all important goal. And well, it was a scrappy goal. It was there.
Yeah, I don't know if
it doesn't matter, does it?
I don't know if you hear me. I was screaming. I was saying the first three corners, we've not even hit them in the box. Yeah. We've gone front post over the top, and then we've got to a point where the first one's actually gone in. It's dropped to us, and it's fell kindly. But we have been working on corners and set pieces, and we have been getting goals from them. Emily Marsh has popped up and got a few. Flanagan popping up and getting one today. But these are the types of games that win you the league, and we've just got a massive 3 points there.
Yeah, and obviously you mentioned Curzon's chances. The nervy bit was right at the end, which was bound to happen. They hit the bar. O'Gara with a vitally important clearance off the line. But all the way through those difficult set pieces, you're there shouting, keep that line, keep organised at the back. And that defending like that.
I think what it is I try and, I'm a centre half and I always have been, and I try and like lead the line from the sideline. Is if I was there, stood there with the girls, then what would I be saying to do now? And even though it feels a bit nervy sometimes, like in situations like that, you've got to give the keeper a look at it. You can't let all stand in front and crowd the keeper and expect the keeper to get a good hand to it. So listen, we hit the bar there, but I like to think that Donald would have covered it. It's a good effort, but for us there, we changed shape towards the end. We played with a false nine. We put three sitting midfielders. Yeah. We were trying to get the out ball out to the wide players to Dixon. We had an unorthodox shape, but I think it worked in the end. We did nullify that. Yeah. Like we stopped them being able to flood the midfield, and we made a lot of adjustments today that not a lot of people would have saw, but I think it got us through the game.
No, I'm on my own today, so I've got no stat or Paul to bounce off, but I'm tempted to give player of the match to either Carrington or to Dixon. I think the best play was down this left hand side. Yeah. And that goes defensively and coming forward as well, but I'm just a commentator. I'm not as intricate as Stato Paul. I mean, what's your view on?
Do you know what? I think Dixon probably would have. I would have given it Dixon if she would have took a couple of the chances. Yeah. But towards the end, she basically won us the game in the corner,
like it
was proper football. Like, and but Abby Carrington there as well. Solid, no nonsense defender. Yeah. Every single tackle. Do not let them run into the box with the ball. And if that means we picked up a couple of yellow cards and a couple of bits and bobs, but I'm not fussed. We did the job. We got the 3 points, and that's all that really matters.
So top of the table now, with games in hand, Cheadle Town away next. Yeah. We all know our record and all that. I mean,
I drive past their stadium pretty much every day, and it gives me the horrors. So I feel like I need to we need to rectify that, and the girls know how I feel about it. And the girls are fighting for everything themselves now, and we try not to put as much pressure on this game, and we didn't do it last week here. We didn't put any pressure on the game, and that's me learning as well on the job. We're probably going to do the same next week, like come into it, focus on the football, focus on winning your duels. And listen, if we walk out of there with another point, I'm happy with that. I'll take it. It's another point on the board, another point closer to winning the league.